You will hear a man called Lance Arbery telling a group about his job at a zoo. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, my name's Lance and I work as an animal keeper at the local zoo. I've come along today to tell you about my job and about an upcoming event at the zoo for young people. So what do? I am an animal keeper, and I am responsible for one group of animals at the zoo. I'm lucky enough to have the elephants under my charge, but I'm not just an elephant keeper because I also look after the rhinos and hippos. In fact, I'm officially called the large mammal keeper because the zoo actually has quite a few different types. Now, you might be wondering what qualifications you need to be a keeper. Well, I didn't go to university, so I don't have a degree in zoology, nor did I study veterinary science. The subject I studied is known as zoo biology, and I'm a graduate of Zookeeping College. On the course I did, you learn about a range of animals. You only specialise once you get a job, so you learn about looking after birds, fish, and insects as well. In my case, I got an internship looking after snakes immediately after I qualified. Although it was interesting, I knew I didn't want to do that as a career, and I was glad to get my job here. So what does my job involve? Although you'd think my first job would be to check out the animals and make sure they're all okay, in fact, the night keeper will do that as his last job before going home. So a typical day for me begins with a briefing meeting. That's when I get together with my co-workers to discuss the day's activities. After that, I go to say good morning to the animals in my charge. They are fed and cleaned all day, but I like to be the one to give them breakfast. For me, that is the best part of the day. Other meals will be distributed by my assistants. Another favourite activity is giving the elephants their daily shower. That's always a laugh. I try to make a difference to the lives of each one in my care, and you form strong bonds with them. For me, they are more like family than friends. I guess that's because I deal with big animals that all have characters. Perhaps you wouldn't grow so fond of insects or reptiles. Zookeeping is physically demanding, so you have to be fit. In my particular job, you also need to be observant, because I'm dealing with intelligent animals and you never know what they are going to do next. I look out for signs of nervousness or anger and try to find out what's wrong. Rhinos, for example, have a reputation for being aggressive, but this is not generally true. They are very perceptive, intelligent animals and can be trained in much the same way as dogs and horses to follow commands and so on. So, if you're interested in a job like mine, the zoo is holding what's known as a Career Discovery Day on November 6th, and anyone over the age of 16 is welcome to come along. Younger kids can come too, but they need to be accompanied by an adult. There'll be a tour of the zoo and talks from various people who work there. Check-in will begin at 12:30 and the events will start at around 1 o'clock and go on till 4. Your zoo gets lots of people coming to these events and numbers are limited, so be sure to register online if you're interested. I'm afraid I can't take applications now because there's a fee of £25 to pay and that has to be done with a credit card, so I guess you'll need to discuss it with your parents. Okay, so before I go on to...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.